Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I'm not drunk, I'm autistic. I'm Nara Birch, and just in case you're wondering, this is going to be a crying episode, because I'm crying, and I just want to talk it out. So if you don't like that kind of shit, I respectfully understand that. I wouldn't want to listen to a podcaster cry into a microphone for 20 minutes straight. I'm also in a parking lot, so if you hear loud assholes revving their engines, it's not my fault they have tiny dicks. It's really not. I'm so sorry about that. Anyways, why am I crying at this time? Well, I was thinking I was having an existential crisis, but then, like, I realized my entire life is an existential crisis, like, constantly. Just constantly, it is, and it's just fucking with me right now. The thing is, I can't really talk about why I'm having one, because I just can't, but, like, the exact incident that's causing me to have this, I just don't want to. Which I know you're probably shocked about, because, like, I share everything, but I don't know if certain humans listen to this or not, and I just want to keep something private. Yeah. Anyways, it's fine. But, like, I just feel like I don't interact. I don't know how to interact. I feel like I've just been... It's not even the autism, man. That's the thing. It's not just the autism. The autism alone, it's hard enough to know how to interact with humans. The autism alone is hard enough to interact. But I've also dealt with 26 years straight of captors. Of captors being the only people I talk to. My abusive parents, my abusive spouse, my abusive therapist. Like, I got to talk a lot to that person. That was fun. But because of that, I sometimes just... I feel like I don't know how to interact with people. I don't know how to interact with people, and when things go wrong or people are mean to me or I feel like I'm left out of social situations. Holy shit, sorry, my fiance just walked up. Hold on, one second. Okay, I'm back. I'm a little less cryy and a little more high because he brought me a blunt and the promise of cheesecake and a biggie bag from Wendy's, and he gave me a hug. So that helps a little bit. No, I'm still crying. Who the fuck am I kidding? I'm still crying. I literally was listening back to see what I was talking about and started crying when I heard myself crying. But, like, I don't know. This is just, oh my God, the fucking motorcycles. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. The thing that's just been burning me out, I think, the most lately is that I just feel like I don't know how to have a conversation with people. I don't know how to make friends. I don't know how to talk to humans. I'm very passive because I feel like I'm used to nobody wanting me to talk, if possible. And unless it was at the therapist, and then I was supposed to talk a lot even when I didn't want to talk. And I'm just really struggling. Like, even interacting with my safe humans, I still feel like I don't know, like, when I could ask a friend for a hug, or, I don't know, I feel so lost, I just feel really lost, and I need more humans around me, I really do, because I am so very, very alone in this world. That's another thing. Another thing I really hate. I don't like when people make me feel small. I like I always like say I am tiny, but I am not small. I like being tiny. I am not small though. Small is when people make me feel like I don't belong or just mean to me or just it makes me feel like I'm a child again being locked in my room during an autistic meltdown or being told not to be myself and just no just feeling like everything about me is wrong. And I don't feel that way anymore. That's one of the things I've really loved about my growth is that I've realized I'm a fairy. I'm a mythical being from another realm. And that's great. I am not a broken human. I'm not. And even if I was an autistic human, I'm still not broken. You're not broken if you're autistic. That's something that really took me a long time to realize. I always felt broken, and being autistic does not mean you're broken. And I so I just I've mixed that a lot with my fairiness, and it's something that's just really helped me. But I feel like a lot of my burnout comes from me feeling broken again. And I know that a lot of it is just healing, and I am so fresh out of the abuse. It's ridiculous. It's a year and a half. It's been, I think, like 3 years, two years since I stopped talking to my parents, and a year and a half since I left my ex-spouse. I have not been free for long. I have not been out of solitary confinement for long. And I'm still trying to reprogram my brain. That's another thing. I feel like I've just been kind of, it's I feel like I've been brainwashed my entire life. Like it's like a prison or a cult. I just honestly I love learning about cults and like reading about them and watching YouTube videos. And honestly, when I've been watching about them a lot lately, that's what I feel like. Like, legitimately, I'm pretty sure my parents employed some of the same methods Scientology uses to keep their members in line. I am not even joking. I was watching something about Scientology and it popped up like how they handle things. I was like, oh shit. Oh shit, that is a Dan family favorite right there. And yeah. So that's just kind of the existential crisis I'm going through right now, just constantly feeling like I don't know how to interact with humans. And I also, the only humans I interact with, I've either are like my two friends who I've known for 8 years and like my fiance. And occasionally I talk to one of my cousins, but that's like it. I have a couple other like auxiliary people in my life, I suppose, that I do treasure and are my friends. Like, I'm not saying those people aren't my friends, but I mean like people I talk to on a constant basis, but that's like three people, honestly, and that's scary sometimes. And I'm glad I stopped talking to those bad people. I'd rather have quality over quantity, but I don't know. There are some good things. I have a first date hopefully happening on Monday, and if I don't get murdered by a stranger I met on the internet, I'll be able to do an episode about that. So that's kind of cool. I'm excited for that, but that also leads to more like I have to do human interactions that I'm not used to and just talk to people and like try to, if I'm interested in them, try to show that I'm interested in them even though I'm not going to be making eye contact with them and things like that. And I don't know, it's just scary and hard. I don't like it. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be in the human world. And I know I don't have a choice. I know I'm making a difference. I know I'm helping people. You lovely, lovely people who reach out to me and let me know that I'm helping you or that I am putting into words things that you thought that you only thought or whatever. Like that lights my soul. And thank you for everyone who's done that. I truly appreciate you so much. Every time I get a message from somebody who listens to the podcast and is like, just thanks me. Just thank you. Thank you. Okay. I think I'm gonna try to keep this a rather short one because again, I'm crying into a microphone and y'all have sensory issues. I know you do. You don't need to be hearing this. You got enough to deal with. Thank you guys for listening to me. Oh, I have a new thingy-mabobber. It's a buy me a coffee link, I think it's what it's called. It's in like my description and it's in my Instagram bio instead. But instead of buy me coffee, it's more like buy me yarn or buy me a biggie bag from Wendy's, which just I know I talked about it. I talk about it a lot, I feel. It's just my favorite food sensory experience right now. So if you wish to donate or support the podcast at all, feel free to visit that. If you don't wish to, that's fine, and I still love and adore you. If you wish to reach out to me, just to say hi or to tell me your story or whatever's on your mind, my Instagram is the Fuck You Up Fairy. And my email is theautisticpinup@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much. This is really truly an outlet that like really I feel like I actually get to talk to humans. I get to talk to people. And who knows? I think maybe because of this podcast, I will find a bigger network of people. I already kind of have. Like, I know I don't talk to humans, to the people who have messaged me regularly, but like, there's friendships out there, and I know that. And I know there's more safe and beautiful humans and hopefully fairies in my future. And I just gotta hold on through this transitory stage. Okay, that's enough out of me. That's enough. That's enough. I love you guys. Bye.